You're listening to SBS News.
During her 67-year reign, Queen Elizabeth II has seen almost everything. But this was a first, announcing the agenda for a government teetering on the brink of collapse during a period of national crisis. Rarely has the British Parliament been as divided and dysfunctional as it is today. The Leader of the Opposition and the Prime Minister entered the House of Lords together, but barely said a word to each other. The monarch, meanwhile, did what she had to do, reading the speech ministers had written for her.
My government's priority has always been to secure the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of October. My government intends to work towards a new partnership with the European Union based on free trade and friendly cooperation.
The use of the word priority was noted by many MPs because Boris Johnson has repeatedly insisted the UK would leave, no ifs nor buts, by the end of the month. The Queen announced the government's plans for a points-based immigration system post-Brexit.
An immigration bill ending free movement will lay the foundation for a fair, modern and global immigration system. My government remains committed to ensuring that resident European citizens who have built their lives in and contributed so much to the United Kingdom have the right to remain.
While much of the speech was devoted to domestic matters like tackling crime and building hospitals, funding commitments are all Brexit dependent.
As the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, my government will ensure that it continues to play a leading role in global affairs, defending its interests and promoting its values.
With a snap election on the horizon, the shopping list of policies could end up being thrown out. And given Boris Johnson no longer has a majority in the Commons, there's every chance the speech will be voted down. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called the event a cynical ploy to benefit the Conservative Party.
There has never been such a farce as a government with a majority of minus 45 and a... and a 100% record of defeat in the House of Commons, setting out a legislative agenda they know cannot be delivered in this Parliament.
Boris Johnson used his response to accuse the opposition leader of flip-flopping.
First he was opposed to no deal, now he seems to be opposed to any deal. First he was in favour of delivering Brexit, now he wants a second referendum. His policy on cake is neither having it nor eating it.
While the pomp and ceremony was in London, important meetings were underway in Brussels, where talks continue between UK and EU negotiators. They're trying to reach a new Brexit divorce deal before Thursday's key leaders' summit. If one isn't reached, Boris Johnson will be required by law to ask the European Union for another delay. He says he'll refuse to do that, and the matter could end up in the courts. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.